Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi. Mayat Katan Daf Yotes. We begin at the Mishnah, which is on Yud Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Ein Kaisv Nishtari Chayv B'Moed. One is not meant to write a loan document on Chayv B'Moed. Ksiva is a malacha, and unless it's needed for Moed itself, there's no heter to write a loan document. However, suppose the lender doesn't trust the borrower. I can't give you the money unless I have some sort of written receipt. Or the cipher, the scribe himself, needs money for Yom Tov expenditures. In both these cases, we say, you can actually write the shtar chayv. In the first case, it's davar ha'avid. He needs to secure his loan. In the second case, it's the tzarech Yom Tov. Continues the Tanakam. Ein kois fin svarim tefillin o mezuzas b'moyed. Nor can one write even a mitzvah item. Say, v'ter tefillin o mezuzah, provided he doesn't need it for chayv b'moyed. Ve'ein magiyin o is achas. One may not even edit, fix up one letter. Afilu b'sefer Ezra. Even that special Sefer Torah written by Ezra Sefer, or according to another Gerson Rashi, Sefer Azara, ending with a hey, the one placed in the Azara, used as a reference for other Sefer Torah, very important Sefer Torah, that couldn't be fixed and corrected on Moed itself. Let's see Rashi. Nine lines from the bottom. Afilu b'sefer Ezra. Sefer Torah shel Ezra. Vani shamati, Rashi has another pshat, Azara behei. Upirush, either way, we're speaking about a Sefer Mug Hoya ba'Azara. It was a special Sefer Torah, a properly written Sefer Torah, and an authoritative one. Shemimenu hayumagiyin kol Sefer Goyla was used as a reference to the other for the other Sefer Torah. So even such an important Sefer Torah cannot be attended to during Chol HaMoed because you can just fix it later, after the Moed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer koisev adam tefillin u'mezuzas la'atzmai. Since writing tefillin u'mezuzas are considered a mitzvah, it's a ma'asa mitzvah, it's mutar, even if it's a meleches uman, a professional job, you can do it, provided it's for your own personal use. You're not doing it in a commercial manner, Rashi says, because derech sechirus is chashiv malacha, doing it as a job for somebody else, doing it for pay, because if chashivus makes it look like a job, which is inappropriate for Chol HaMoed. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, for personal use, and the Mefarshim say, even if he's going to use the tefillin right after Yom Tov, that's also considered personal, and that allows it to be done on Chol HaMoed. So even if it's not for Moed use itself, but to prepare it for post-Moed use, that is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda continues, V'toyvel yirechoy, tcheles l'tzitzisoy. You can go ahead and spin the tcheles threads for the tzitzis, provided he does it a bit differently than the usual. He'll roll it on his thigh, meaning he'll do it manually. So it's a derech shinoy, as opposed to the way it's done usually, Rashi says, using a pelech, some sort of tool. That's derech choyl. So as long as you deviate, it is mutter. Tosfos asks, why doesn't Yehuda require shinei when it comes to tefillin and mezuzas? He says there is no shinei possible because you have to do it properly. You must write those letters clearly and properly. So the shinei requirement is only inserted by the tcheles as opposed to the tefillin and mezuzas. Tanu rabban, koisiv adam tefillin and mezuzas la'atzmai. So one may write these things for personal use. V'toyvel yirechoy tcheles la'tzitzisoy. Likewise, when it comes to the tcheles wool for the tzitzis, you can do that. According to Rav Meir, not only may he do these things for himself, he can actually do it as a favor. He can do it for other people as a favor, b'toiva, without getting paid. This is very similar to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Right? You can engage in doing malachis for the sake of mitzvah. So apparently, since it's a mitzvah occupation, a mitzvah item, it assumes special status, which allows even a ma'asu uman, as long as he's not getting paid for it. Rabbi Yehuda adds a kulon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, marim, you can actually pretend. U'moichar eshalay, meaning, he'd like to make a living. So you can't hire yourself out outright. That's inappropriate for Chol HaMoed. So what do? You go ahead and you sell yours. You sell your pair of tefillin, you sell your tzitzis, and now you're short a tefillin. So you sit down and you write one for yourself. Now it's for personal use. So you're not actually writing as a job. You're writing because you need a personal tefillin. You gave away, you sold yours. That's okay. So the Mefarshim say because, again, we're speaking about a mitzvah. Experience, mitzvah item. And therefore we have this special heter, ha'aromah, is mutter in this case. As long as it presents itself properly, you're not actually writing as a job. You're writing for yourself as a result of having given away your peer. Rabbi Yossi takes it a step further. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Koisev moicher kedarkei, kedei parnasase. If he needs parnasa, and over here we're speaking, he's not really in dire needs of funds for Yom Tov. Rashi says, baharavacha, a little extra, a cushion space, a little extra spending money for Yom Tov. That allows him to sit down and write a tefillin and a mezuzah for pay. And again, apparently because we're speaking about a mitzvah item, so both elements combined, the fact that it's for a mitzvah and the fact that it's going to help his Yom Tov experience, it's kedei parnasasa, to allow for extra expenditures, we allow it. So you have three shittos in the brisa. Personal use is okay. Rabbi Yehuda adds, ha'arama is mutar. Rabbi Yehuda says, even for pay, if it's kedei parnasasa, for Yom Tov expenses, it's mutar. This is in addition to the Tanakam and the Mishnah, who didn't seem to allow writing any of these items in any case, unless he actually needs it for Yom Tov. Oirulei Rav, Rav Chanan, Rav Paskin to Rav Chananel, Ve'amrila, some say it was Rabba Bar Chana who ruled to Rav Chananel. What is the halacha? Koisev amecha kedarka kedei parnasasa, we follow Rav Yosi's shita lekula. Ve'tevel yirecha, tcheilas atzitzisa, tana rabbanon. So you meant to be meshana a bit. Toiv adam al yirecha, tcheilas atzitzisa. So you can spin the tcheilas threads over his leg. Avaloi be'evan diver b'lezer. B'lezer says you can't even use a stone which sort of hangs from the threads and weighs them down, allows for a proper spinning job. You must deviate, do it informally, derech shinoi. You can use a stone, because that in itself is a shinoi, as long as you're not using the proper tool, which is called a pelech. So that's the Tanakama's version of the machlokes. Rabbi Leza holds, no stone, chachamim, yes, stone. Rabbi Yehuda, aymim, mishmoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Leza, it's be'evan, avavloi be'pelech. You can even use something, a stone, to weigh it down, to straighten it out, as long as you're not using the proper tool. V'chachamim ayimrim, bein be'evan, bein be'pelech. Whether a stone, whether a pelech, it's muta, no shinui is necessary. We're speaking about a mitzvah item. And therefore you can produce it on Chol Hamoed. So it's either manually, either stone is mutter as well, or stone or the pelech, because it's a mitzvah experience. Amar b'damar shmol, v'chein, amar b'chei bar abba, amar b'yechnan, halacha, what is the conclusion? Bein be'evan, bein be'pelech, w'mekel. You can even use a tool to produce those threads. And when it comes to writing, they say, v'teria, tefillin, mezuzos, v'halacha, koisev kedarko, yomeicher, kedei parnasasa, you can write as usual, hire yourself out, do a job, as long as you're going to take the proceeds provided for Yom Tov expenditure. So we take the kula on all accounts. Zakta Mishnah. Hakayver es mesu. Shloisha yamim kodem l'regel. Batla heimenu gzeras shiva. So we know that Loyalena, when there's a mace in the family, there are various phases of mourning. So we have the shiva, we have the shloishim. So it successively weakens and downgrades as we go along. First 3 days are the most critical. Rashi brings, that's the most, it's the Ikar Avelis, Tesis brings the Gemara. Shloish Yom and Lubechi, the first three are meant for Bechi. So the first three are the highest, most critical point of the Avelis period. Then we have the next 4 days to complete the Shiva stage, throughout which he observes all the halachas of Shiva, no shoes, etc., like we discussed a few days ago. Then he moves on. He advances to the Shloishim state, right, which is more lenient, very few restrictions, no haircutting, etc. But generally speaking, the Ikar, Yimei Avelis, are over. Halacha is that Regel overrides Avelis. We had this a couple of days ago. Why? Because V'samachta B'chagecha is a substantial a prominent mitzvah asay. It's a mitzvah asay that rabbim involves Klal Yisrael as a community, and that overrides, that supersedes, that pushes aside the avelos, which is a personal experience. It's avelos de yachid. Halacha is that regel will not only override and suspend the avelos, but it will cancel and cut short the avelos. It's going to be mafsik the avelos, put an end to it, provided he's already in the midst of that experience. So let's say he's already advanced into the Shiva, and then Regel arrives, there goes the avelos of Shiva. There's no more Shiva. But Shleishim will still have to be made up for because he hadn't yet entered the Shleishim territory when Regel arrives. So Regel only affects whatever has already been activated, whatever is already on the table. So if he's in the Shiva, Regel will cut the Shiva short. If he proceeded to the Shloshim as well, and Regel arrives, it's going to cut the Shloshim short. Says the Mishnah, Kover es meisi, Shloshim yomim kodim l'regel. If one buried his mace 3 days kodim l'regel, batla heimenu gzeiras shiva. So once he advanced past three, right? Three is the ikar of the shiva period. At this point he progressed enough, and when the regel comes along, it's mevatal the gzeiras shiva, the gzeira min hashamayim, to observe shiva. And Tosfos points out the reason why we say hakaver is mace instead of just if the mace passes away 3 days, because the avelos begins mishas stimas hagoylul at the point of closing up the kaver. That's why the Mishnah over here throughout the Gemara we're going to see this lashon hakaver is mace, because that triggers, that activates the avelos. So once he's 3 days into the shiva and the regel shows up, Shiva is over. Shmoina. If you advance into the 8th, so it's the first day of the Shloshim, and the regel arrives at this point, but lo heimenu gzera Shloshim, Shloshim is over. Why? Let's take a look at Rashi. 5 from the top. Masnissen, says Rashi, akoyver es meisu Shloshim yom kodin l'regel. Hoyo, the ikar avelus, eina ila Shloshim yom, the ikar of avelus is 3 days. He's already into that, he's past that. Regel comes along and cuts it short. But Shloshim still applies. However, Shmoyne Yamim, if he entered the 8th day, which is pretty much the first day of the Shloshim, Koidim Regel, Batla Mimenu Gzera Shloshim, Shloshim now expires. The Hoyal Vehiskol Yom Echad Na Shloshim, once he experiences 1 day of the Shloshim, Ein Tzarech Lishmar Klum Achar Regel, he no longer has to keep any Shloshim after Yantiv. Explains Rashi, what's unique about Shloshim? What do you do during Shloshim? During Shloshim, Elamuta Le'alter B'tachpoises B'giyas B'tachpoises. So Shloshim limits a person in the sense that he can't take a haircut, Tachpoises, and Giyutz means ironing properly, tending to one's clothing. So a proper finishing of one's clothing, and that's usur. Tachpoises, some say, is actually an error in Rashi, because that's mutter past Shiva. In any case, let's take haircut, right? So haircutting is usur during Shloshim. But once the regel arrives, Shloshim expires, you can go back to the barber. Continues the Mishnah, why is this so? Because the Chacham taught us as follows. There's a difference between Shabbos, which is just a time of oinig, not necessarily a time of simcha. So that doesn't interfere with the avelos. In fact, we keep certain elements of avelos even during Shabbos. Avelos shebetzina, also in Tashmish, all the halachos of betzina still apply, as opposed to regel, which is a time of joy and it's a festive event, and therefore it's doicha, the regel interferes. It's inconsistent with avelos. B'nei Amr Chazal tell us, Shabbos oy levenu afsekes. Shabbos, you encounter Shabbos during Avelos, it's Oila. It actually counts as one of the Shiva, as one of the Shloshim, because it's compatible with Avelos. Ve'inim Afsekes, in fact, it doesn't interfere, it doesn't cancel the Avelos. As opposed to Regolim, Mafsikin, they cancel, they cut short the Avelos, Ve'inim Oila, nor do they count towards the Avelos. They're not part and parcel of the Avelos procedure. So the first element, Mafsikin, means he already entered the Shiva. Regel comes along, it cancels the Shiva. he entered the Shloshim territory. Regel arrives, cuts it short. That's mafsikin. Ve'inan oilam means like this. Suppose he doesn't qualify for a shortening of the Avelis because he buried on Yom Tov, or he only had 2 days of Shiva before Yom Tov. In any case, he doesn't qualify for mafsikin. In this case, the regel will not destroy the Shiva the Shloshim, but nor will it count towards the Shiva the Shloshim. Ve'inan oilam doesn't count because you're not really going to be observing the halachas during Yom Tov. So two differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yom Tov cuts it short, or even in the case where it can't cut it short, it will not count towards the Shiva, towards the Shleshim. It has to be made up after Yom Tov. Now, which Yom Tovim qualify? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Okay, that's clear. Actually, Pesach and Sukkot are clear. What about Shavuos? During this man when the Midrash was standing, we know that Shavuos was really a 7-day affair because the Karbanos can be brought even after Shavuos. We have 6 days of Hashlama, the makeup period. Right? You didn't bring your Shlamim, your Oila on Yom Tov, you can bring it the following 6 days as well. So it's a 7-day event, in which case it qualifies as a Yom Tov. But nowadays, after the Churban, Shavuos is a 1-day event and doesn't qualify. Now, the Muki Yosef points out, apparently, Rabbi Elazar adopted a new approach as to the reason, the basis for regel canceling Avelis. It's unrelated to Simcha, because if that's the case, it's irrelevant how long. What difference does it make if it's a 7-day affair or it's a 1-day affair? Rather, Muki Yosef has a chiddush, a pshat. He says, I mean, like this, why do we say regel is mavatal? Why do you say it's mafsik avelis? He says, because typically a Yom Tov is 7 days. If we are to say that Yom Tov will not be mafsik, the Shiva continues throughout into the Yom Tov. Now the fact is, during Yom Tov you can't do anything. You can't actually observe the Shiva halachis. So by the time you finish Yom Tov, the Shiva is over. You lose your Shiva. Right? Because Shiva is only 7 days. So you're going to lose it. It's going to get embedded and swallowed up in the Yom Tov. You're going to lose it. Yom Tov's over, Shiva's finished. You never really did anything for Shiva. The Chacham say, you know what? You cannot really count the regal towards the Shiva. It doesn't count for Shiva. This will ensure that if there was a Misa, a Kvura during regal, you'll go and make it up after Yom Tov. Right? Now the flip side of this halacha, says the Muki Yosef, is that regel is incompatible with evil. That's basically what you're saying. Regel can't count for avilus, incompatible with avilus, and therefore, as a result, we also come out with the halacha that regel is mafsik avilus. Meaning, in a case where he started the shiva before the regel, he started counting 1, 2, 3, the regel comes along, it's incompatible with avilus, and cancels the avilus. In any case, says the Muki Yosef, the answer of Blazer says it depends on how long the event is. If it's a 7-day Yom Tov, then it relates to that concern that we mentioned before, and it's incompatible with the Avelis. But nowadays, Atzeres is a 1-day affair. It's like Shabbos, in which case it's compatible with the Avelis, and it'll just carry right through the regal and continue counting afterwards. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's a Yom Tov, but there's no V'samachta B'chagecha there. Rabban Gamliel Eimer, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Kirigal, we treat it like an ordinary Yom Tov, Loi Plug, we don't differentiate. A Yom Tov is a Yom Tov. V'chacham Eimerim, they take a middle route. Loi Kedivar Zeh, V'loi Kedivar Zeh, we're not following his Shita or his Shita, Ella, this is our opinion. Atzeres Kirigalim, even nowadays. A Shavuos, once it attained that status of a Yom Tov, Bizman HaMikdash, it doesn't lose it. It's considered Kirigalim. And is Mevatel Avelis. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Kishabbos, they never acquired Yom Tov status. They're considered like Shabbos, and they're compatible with Avelis. Amar Rav, although we speak about Regel being Mevatel Shloshim, you meant to know as follows. Gzeiras Batl. The Regel actually cuts the Gzeiras Shloshim, the essence of Shloshim becomes cancelled. but there's some element still maintained, still intact. Yomim lebatl. The days of Shleishim are somewhat still in place. We're going to see soon pertaining to what. V'cheinim arafuna, likewise says arafuna, gzeras batlu, regulas mevatl, the concept of Shleishim, but yomim lebatlu, the 30 day period is still there. Rosheshus amar no, afilu yomim nami batlu. When we say regulas mafsik is mevatl, completely, totally cancels the concept of Shleishim. So again, the Mishnah says, regel is mevatel shloshim. What does mevatel mean? Entirely? Says Rav Sheshes, or partially? Like Rav Huna and like Rav. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? My time over here means, what exactly did you mean when you say, yamim lebatel, that the days are still there? Pertaining to what? To one concept. In reality, shloshim is batel. But if he failed to take advantage of this allowance, of this opportunity to shave, to take a haircut before Yom Tov, we apply a penalty, a knas, explains Tosis. We don't allow him to do it after Yom Tov either. He has to finish his 30 days. My tami yamim lebatl. What does this mean? Shim lo gileich erev regel. If he failed to take his haircut and come into Yom Tov in a dignified manner, osur legaleich achar regel, he can't take a haircut after Yom Tov. He has to wait until 30 days are over. This was meant to ensure that he comes into regal, looking dignified. Vatanya, as we find in a brisa, koyvers meisir shloishi yamim kaidin leregel. He had kfura 3 days prior to regal. Regal arrives, batla heimenu gzera shiva. So regal cuts shiva short. Shmoyne yamim. He's already 8 days. Shmoyne yamim kaidin leregel. The kfura took place 8 days prior to regal. He's already entered the shloishim territory. In this case, but lahimenu gzeira shloishim. Regel destroys the shloishim. Umegaleich erev regel. And since the avelus will not be active any longer during the upcoming regel, so you allow him to take a haircut even erev yamtiv in honor of yamtiv. Im lo gileich erev regel. If you fail to do so erev yamtiv, also legaleich achar regel. He can't do so after yamtiv until 30 days are up. Abba shol aimer muta legaleich achar regel. He could. We don't apply this knas. In any case, as Tosis explains, we have a brisa which uses the term bat lahimenu gzera shloishim, and the brisa clearly says that's only if he took advantage, but otherwise we apply a knas. Apparently the lashon batla means it's only mutter in this case. That's a right to Rav and Rav Huna's pshat in the Mishnah, that the word batla is limited. Abba Shaul Emer, he says, no, mutl galech achar regel. Even in this case, if he failed to be galech before regel, he's mutter. Shekashem, shemitzvah shloish, mvateles, gzera shiva. Because just as observing 3 days, the first three critical days of the shiva, enables bittul of gzera shiva, when regel comes along at that point, kach, likewise, mitzvah shiva, observance of 7 days of the Shiva period, and then entering the 8th day, and then regal coming, vatelas gzeras shloishim, will enable cancellation of the shloishim, which follows. Asks the Gemara. So once he's holding at day 7, and regal comes along, shloishim expires? Shiva? Vanan shmoyne tnan. Now we learned that he needs to enter day 8. Which is really the first day of Shloishim, to allow Regel to address the Shloishim. Not 7 days, not enough. Vanan Shmoyne Tnan. Oh, we have Machlokes Tanoim, which we mentioned yesterday. When does the Shloishim begin? On day 7? On day 8? Kesov Rav Shaul, Miktzas Hayom Kekulay. Once he experiences part of the day, Miktzas Hayom Kekulay counts like entire day, meaning once he entered the 7th day, it's as though the 7 is over. And now he's entering day 8 as well. Day 7 counts both ways. Conclusion of the Shiva, initiation of the Shloshim. When Regel arrives today, it's considered as though he's already experiencing Shloshim, and the Regel can cancel the Shloshim. So our Mishnah is the Rabbanon. Shloshim only begins on day 8. The Braisa, Rabbi Shaul speaking, day 7 is sufficient. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ravina Bar Shila, Halach Kabashol, in both halachis. We paskin like Kabashol. Once he experienced 7 days before Regel, it's as though he entered the Shloishim domain. Regel is Mavatal the Shloishim. Number two, even if he failed to take advantage of this allowance, he can still be Megaleich after Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara, Umaydim Chacham Labashol. You know, even the Chacham agreed to Abashol in the following case. Even the Chacham, who don't seem to favor applying the concept of Miktsas Ayim Kekulim when it comes to Dini Avelis, you have to experience full days of Avelis, full days of mourning, no cutting corners. But they will agree in the following case, that we will apply Miktsas Ayim Kekulim, in which case, Kishachal Shmini Shalaylias B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. Day 8 of Shiva, right, first day of Shloishim, falls out on Shabbos, which happens to be Erev Yom Tov. Technically, he's already in the Shloishim. The Regel will come and cancel the Shloishim. Problem is, he can't shave today, it's Shabbos. In this case, we allow some leeway. We allow him to back up. Shemutu l'galech be'erev Shabbos. He can shave yesterday. We had this a couple of days ago because fact is, this time around, Regel will be mevatel the Shloishim. Fact is, he's already having 8 days before the Regel. Problem is, it's Shabbos today. In this case, Chacham will say, we'll apply Miktsas Ayim Kekulim. Typically, we don't rush to apply Miktsas Ayim Kekulim, but in this case, in honor of Yom Tov, to allow a haircut l'chavid Yom Tov. A Yom Tov which will not experience Avelis, a Yom Tov which will cancel Avelis, so the Yom Tov is sort of beyond the reach of Avelis in this case. Just as he can shave on Yom Tov, technically, right? There's no Avelis on Yom Tov. We allow him to advance a bit and do it even yesterday, Erev Shabbos, despite the fact that it's only day 7. We apply Miktsas Ayim Kekulim and we treat it as though Shloishim had begun, in which case he's Mutu L'Galech. Shemutu L'Galech be'Erev Shabbos. Zokta Gemara, Keman Ozlo Hoda Amar Rav Amram Amarav. In accordance with whose Shita was the following halacha said, Avel Kivin She'amdu Menachmen Me'etzlai. So on the 8th, on the 7th day of Shiva, once the Menachmen, the consolers, get up, it could be in the morning, once they get up, Mutar Beruchitza, you can go wash. Miktsas Ayim Kekulim, it's as though we experienced 7 full days, even though it's still in the morning. Keman, who is this? Abashol? Apparently this is in line with Abashol Shit. Keman Ka Abashol. Amar Abai, how do we do today? Halacha Abashol B'yom Shiva. When it comes to Shiva, we follow Abashol Shita. So even by Shiva, which is the more critical, more serious part of the Avelis, we say Miktsas Ayim Kekulim. U'moidim Chachamim Abashol B'yom Shloishim. When it comes to Shloishim, even the Chachamim agree, we apply Miktsas Ayim Kekulim. Shloishim is not as severe as Shiva, less restrictions, less mourning, less halachis. Over there we can allow Miktsas Hayayim to take effect. So on day 30, we don't need an entire day, just a bit is enough. Da amrinan Miktsas Ayim Kekulim. Rava Amar. He says, look, actually, nobody agrees to anybody. The machlekes between Abashol and the Rabbanim pertaining to Miktsas Ayim Kekulim applies to Shiva, applies to Shloishim, but halacha kabashol b'yom Shloishim. When it comes to Shloishim, we allow ourselves to follow Abashol. V'ein halacha kabashol b'yom Shiva. When it comes to Shiva, day 7 has to be a complete day. We don't follow Abashol in that case. But now, doy amri, they take a more lenient approach. Halacha kabashol, bazu, whether it's day 7, whether it's day 30, a little bit counts like the entire day. Why? Why do we adopt the Shita HaMekila, Domer Shmuel, Halacha, Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'avel, when it comes to Hilchas Avelos, we adopt a lenient approach? And Tosfos Erevin actually says it's not because Safek Derabanan Lekula, it applies even to the first day of Avelos, which perhaps is Dairaisa. We have a Kabbalah, this is the way it is, a formula, Halacha, Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'avel. You don't have to be happy when it comes to things that are sad. Avel, we are Mekel, we take the lenient approach. Continues the Gemara. We speak about Shiva. We speak about Shloishim. Shloishim Yom Minala. Where do we find the concept of allowing one's hair to grow for 30 days? An observance of Avelis. Answers the Gemara. Yo live pera pera minas replay exerus shava. Using the word pera. This was the source, this was the makor of an aval refraining from a haircut. Hashem tells the brothers of Nadav Aviu, you don't allow your hair to grow long apparently. That is conventional practice for a typical aval. What is tifro? How long is that? Uksavasam. By another, it says gadol pera. He meant to let his hair grow long. Gadol pera sa'arashim. And just as over there, ma'alahal and shloishim, it's a 30-day growth. Afkan shloishim here as well. It needs to be a 30-day growth. Vasa minal. How do we know? By another, it's 30 days. Here comes one of the better-known gematrias in Shas. Omer of Masna, stam nazir shloishim yom. Typically, naziris lasts for 30 days. My time, amakra, kadosh yia. He's meant to be kadosh. The word yia in numerical value is begematria tlosan havel. So we know Nazir is a 30-day event. Rosh Hashem al Tivro is referring to the avelus of allowing one's hair to grow for 30 days. Interesting, Tosfos brings a yesh oimrim. Some suggested that an avel can't comb his hair because just as a Nazir has to be careful in that regard, he can't shed any hair during his 30-day period, an avel as well. And Tosfos negates that pshat. He doesn't agree whatsoever. By Nazir, yeah, he has to be careful to allow every hair, keep every hair intact, but an avelus, it's all different concept. They're similar, but they're still different. An avel is not a Nazir. Leading avelus as Tosfos, shum shum yipui. The point is, don't be busy grooming yourself. Present as an avel, as a mourner, who's sort of disheveled, undignified. Mishum yipui loy, then this concern doesn't apply. Giving a quick comb, allowing some hair, shedding some hair, that's not considered a haircut. It's not grooming oneself. There's no concern there. The same thing regarding, Tisha B'Av, whatever. You're not grooming yourself, even if some hair is shed. Amar of Huna Breda Rishu. Listen to this halacha. Hakol Moedim. All agree, even Avishol agrees, in the following case, that we don't say Mikzah Sayyim Kikoli. Keshachal Shlishi Shaloi Liyo is Erev HaRegel. Day 3 of the Shiva falls at Erev Yamtiv. We don't say, well, come morning, Mikzah Sayyim Kikoli, it's over. You can take a haircut. Sha'asa Beruchitza Ad Erev. You can't bathe until evening, Rashi says. I'll have to wait till Yamtiv and wash, take a cold shower, or wait till Chol HaMoed and use hot water. In any case, you have to have a full day. Regel will only come in after 3 full days of Shiva. So we're machmer if it's still within the 7 days. On day 7, when the Shiva is over practically, Abba Shaul says, mix the same kikuli. But if it's still within the Shiva period, for instance, this precondition, this requirement to pass through 3 days so that the regal could come and shorten the Shiva, you need 3 full proper days. Amar of Nechem, Yibrei Darvishu. Ash Khatinu, I encounter the following individuals, Lurav Papi and Lurav Papa. The Yasviku Amri, they said, I was sitting and talking, and they said, Halacha, Krav Huna, Beit Darvishua, that the first 3 days need to be full days. Iked Amri. There was another version of this event, slightly different. Amar Nechemya, Beit Darvishua, that what? Ashkechino, I encountered Lurav Papi, 3 individuals, Lurav Papi, Lurav Papa, Ulurav Huna, Beit Darvishua. So all 3 together. The Yasviku Amri, they were sitting and talking and saying, Hakol Moedim all agree, Shem Chal, Shlishi, Shaloi, Lias Erev Regel. The 3rd day of the Shiva falls at Erev Yamtiv. So 3 days are the critical days. That's the Yimei Bechi, as Rashi explained. So he has to get through those 3 in order for the Regel to come and cancel the Shiva. But he has to wait until the 3 days are over. She'asa Berechitza Ado Erev. And only then can he look after himself. Okay, so bottom line, what we learned today is that we learned about doing a Melacha L'Tzarech Mitzvah. For instance, when it comes to writing Dvarim Shebekdusha, we have 4 shittas. Tanna Kamma doesn't allow. Rabbi says for personal use it's mutter. According to the Braisa here, Rabbi says even to sell it off and write another one for yourself, that's also mutter. Haroma l'tzerech mitzvah is mutter. Rabbi Yisi adds even for pay if it's l'tzerech added expenditures of yamtiv. Regarding tzitzis as well, we have several shittas. Completely mutter, slight shinoi, or a more significant shinoi is required. Okay. Regel, a yamtiv, Pesach, Sukkot, and according to the Rabbanon, even Shavuos Bizman Hazeh, is mafsik. So if he's 3 days into the Shiva, it cancels the rest of the Shiva. If he's 7 days into the Shiva, that was the conclusion of the Gemara on the Beis. So that's already considered like initiation of the Shloshim. And at that point, the regal will cancel the rest of the Shloshim. However, if it doesn't qualify, if the Kavura took place during the regal, in which case there's no bittul whatsoever, the regal itself does not count for Shiva or for Shloshim, because regal is a time of Simcha and not a time of Avelos. On the other hand, Shabbos, and according to the Chachamim, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur as well, which are not days of Simcha, that's not Mafsik, and it can count towards the Shiva and the Shloshim. In a case where he failed to look after himself in honor of Yom Tov, what happens then? Do we apply a knas after Yom Tov, Machlekes, and we pass in Lekula? According to Abashal, we say Mikdash Yom Kikulim when it comes to the 7th day of the Shiva, 30th day of the Shloshim, so it's a Machlekes, and we pass in Lekula on both accounts. Within the Shiva, for instance, 3rd day of Shiva, we need a full day. We don't say Mikdash Yom in that case. How do we know that Shloshim lasts for 30 days? We use Exer Shava from Nazan, just as over there. The Lashon Perah refers to a 30-day growth here as well. To properly observe the Shloshim phase of Avelos, it needs to be a 30-day growth of here. Surah Tevis and much Hatzlacha.